All right, man. Random thought. If you had an employee that went to the Trump rally at the Capitol but did not breach the Capitol doors and go inside, should they still be fired?
So if they just went to the hashtag Stop the Steal rally just to hear Trump speak and mingle with like-minded citizens of these United States of America?
The Patriots, yes.
Oh, then no, I don't think they should be fired. I know I've seen this where Gina Carone, who is one of the stars of The Mandalorian, she's always been very pro-Trump, pro-MAGA, and her social media has kind of put that out there. But she didn't go there. She didn't she hasn't said anything about the breaching of the Capitol or even really supporting anything like that. And people are asking for her to be fired. I think that's outrageous. Just like if somebody just went to a rally, then should they be fired for going to the rally? No. Now, if they went to the Capitol and not only breached the Capitol, just say they didn't go inside, but they decided to climb the wall or try to, like the woman who fell off and fell into the barricade in the bicycle racks. That's making memes everywhere around the country. But if you did any of that stuff, you climbed up those the what do they call those things when that they're building with construction?
The wall?
None. I hate you sometimes, I swear. Scaffolding. If they climbed up the scaffolding or went up that window washer thing, and any of those people, yes, they should be fired because what they did was a crime. But if you just went to the rally, no, of course not.
Yeah, I'd agree with that 100%. I've been watching the news, and you know, through facial recognition, they've been identifying a lot of these people. And if any of my employees actually breached the Capitol walls and got in and were doing all the crazy things that we saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those people should be fired. Now, if you just went to the protest, that's your right. You know, I'm pro protest for whatever your cause is. I am not for any violence, any looting, any of that type of stuff. But what those people did to me was not protesting. I feel like that was an act of treason, to be honest. I feel like that was going against our Constitution and what we stand for. So yes, if you did that and your job wants to fire you, I'm all for it. Let them go. You're going to learn your lesson today.
Also, I will say, even if you didn't breach, but you were one of those people that was like, what do we want? Their heads on pikes, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah, then I'm sorry. I don't even want you back in my office. You know, we'll send your things to you. But no, so there's a whole, and that's a security issue for me in the office. So therefore, if that's the case, then that's where I see those people. But if you just went because you believe in Trump, you believe in Republican values, you wrongly believe that the election was stolen. I mean, everybody's entitled to be wrong.
Right.
It's what you do and what you say past that. So if you just went to meet like-minded people and hear what the president had to say, I can't say your job needs to be lost for that.
Oh, I agree. I don't think you should lose your job for saying what you believe in. That's great. But the things that some of those people did, every one of them that broke through those walls and to me, the cops that let them do it, mm-hmm. all should be let go. It should be a huge mess. There should be a whole lot of jobs coming open that people can start applying to. Get your resumes ready, because there's going to be some openings.
And if you were stupid enough to wear your work badge and get caught on camera, yes. No, I'm not firing you because you breached the Capitol. I'm firing you because you're stupid. And you're obviously stupid. Not qualified to do this job, whatever this job is.
Exactly. But, you know, brand recognition, you got to represent that logo.
Yeah, and not that way. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard a couple people having some crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having those conversations since college.
Yes, with the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
Yes, and congratulations to LaTanya Christina, winner of the first Regular Guys Random Giveaway, something we're doing new for 2021. We've got to put some positivity in the air for 2021. So, LaTanya, congratulations. Make sure you hit us in our inbox to claim your winnings. And as for you, you get another chance next month at the Random Giveaway. Just make sure you are subscribed and make sure that you also leave a comment, whether it's on the episodes or on the clips. Just join the conversation and hang out with us as Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Yes. So much to get into this week. And yeah, we're going to cover the insurrection at the Capitol, as there's a movie coming out at the end of the year or beginning of next year that's going to be called Insurrection. You know it's coming. but something that happened that we just totally glossed over because there was so much craziness happening Wednesday was the Georgia Senate runoff. How'd you feel about this?
You know, I went into that Tuesday morning and I'm just like watching and excited for Georgians, excited to see how this was going to go. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I went in a little skeptical thinking that the Republicans were still going to win it. And the numbers, if you watch the numbers, it came out similar to the presidential election where all these numbers were high for the Democrats. And then later on, it started to creep back over to the GOP. And I'm like, oh, well, here we go. This is total opposite, you know, of what happened. So when I went to bed Tuesday night, I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna wake up and, you know, Mitch McConnell will still be the majority leader and everything will be back as usual. Now we just got to focus on January 20th. But to my surprise, both of them won. And I was like, wow, you know, good job, Georgia.
Yeah, indeed. I was like you in that sense, because let's see, Kelly Loeffler lost first, right? So Raphael Warnock won first. And I went, wow, okay, well, good. That's good. But then I really didn't think that they were going to win both seats, because just like the rest of the country, you noticed that where the president lost, his Republican counterparts still won. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was thinking, well, Georgia's been red. Yeah, they lost the presidential bid, but then it turned blue in the presidential election. But then what was going to happen with this Senate race that was so close? I really thought that what was going to happen was it was going to be at least maybe 1-1, or maybe the Republicans take both. But there's no way, because you have Republicans who are still down for Republican values and conservative values that are just done with Trump. And I can't say I blame them for that. They're finally coming around to seeing what we saw, but they were just so interested in winning in 2016. Well, what is it about this time? Well, let's keep control of the Senate. And I figured that's what was going to happen. So, yeah, I think the big thing that comes out of this, though, is Stacey Abrams has solidified herself as a leader in the Democratic Party in what she has done in the state of Georgia. And, you know, she said that there were a lot of falsities and irregularities in what happened when she was running for governor. And I think now people see that, you know what, maybe she actually did have something there. Maybe there was something amiss, because what she's done leading the charge, not being a sore loser and going, until it's me, I'm not doing anything. No, she made sure the party was strong. She helped Biden win Georgia. She helped make sure that Warnock and Ossoff won. And I think that just really solidified her and her stance within the party as a whole. Because for the rest of the country, Stacey Abrams, yeah, great name, love to hear it, whatever. She didn't mean a whole lot to the rest of the country, but now she has to.
Yeah, she did a really great job. And to your point, what I like about her is that when she lost, she could have easily just said, it is what it is, I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. And she has stayed focused this whole time. I think she stayed focused, but also positive on what could happen for the country, not just what could happen for her, where I think a lot of politicians are about me. I think she was more focused overall on the country. So I think she did a great job. She did a great job with that and keeping the state of Georgia really energized about this election, regardless of who you're going to vote for. I like the energy around it, right? Our big fear is what's going to happen in, you know, 2024 in that presidential election. Will people still be as engaged as they have been the last 8 years? I hope so. But I think she did a good job of keeping that energy going. Kudos to those guys. I didn't think both of them were going to win. I thought maybe, to your point, I thought one or the other. And I thought it would have been Warnock if anyone was going to win. But both of them came out strong and did a good job. Now the real work begins, right? I mean, great, you won. Now let's get to work and see what you do. And I think that still has yet to be seen. But once they get sworn in, I'm hoping it'll be a very interesting 2021 political season.
You know, the one thing I do hope that comes out of this is that everyone stays engaged in politics, because we saw what happened in after 2008. Everyone was excited, Barack Obama president, and then people just lost their interest in politics, and you saw what happened from there. So got to stay engaged. And it's not just on the presidential level. It's all the way down because, again, the closer it is, the further down on the ballot, the closer it gets to your front door. And you got to be aware of what's happening. I hope this time that's happening right now, and there's got to find the glass half full in this. At some point, maybe people are finally more engaged in politics and understand, I need to know what's happening.
Yeah, definitely on the local level. I mean, people really have to pay attention to what's going on and really stay involved. I mean, if you really think about it, you look at the Senate race, you know, how important, how impactful this win is in Georgia and what it does to the Senate and what it does to Mitch McConnell, who a lot of people are not big fans of, you know. But on the other side of it, I think you have to really look at this stuff and pay close attention, because the thing that blew my mind is how so many people were up in arms that the vote was stolen, it was fraud, and the machines weren't working and all this different stuff. But it was only for the Trump and Biden election. No, none of the Republicans that won thought their election or their votes were miscounted. None of the Democrats that won thought their votes were miscounted. And all the people that were really pro-Trump, they weren't worried about any of the other ones, investigating any of those, because it went to their favor. It's this one. Just with the presidential one, they're saying, well, the election is a fraud. I'm like, well, if that's a fraud, because they all voted from the same box. There was, when I went and voted, there wasn't one machine for everything else and then the presidential machine. And you know, they were all in the exactly. They were all in the same machine. So Dominion had votes for everybody all in the same machines.
Yeah.
So then if you're going to say it's fraud, then you got to say all of it is a fraud. And I just thought it was funny that no one really went down that path. They were just arguing more about Trump and Biden than any other one, and especially the Republicans who won, who are still trying to say that the election was a fraud. They didn't feel theirs was a fraud at all.
Yeah, Lindsey, didn't hear you say that South Carolina needed to be recounted because you won, or you, Mitch McConnell, which, speaking of which, we're going to talk about this another day, another time, but we have to addressed what you told me at some point or another about Mitch McConnell and his connection to China. We won't do it today because there's so much more to get into, like this insurrection at the Capitol. I mean, I can see it right now. That's the breaking news, insurrection at the Capitol.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts when you turned on the news and saw this?
So I remember I got a news alert that they started doing the electoral vote count. Mm-hmm. And there's a way you can stream it and watch it. And so I started to try to stream some of that, but I was also working at the same time. So I'm hopping on work calls and everything. And I would try to check and see what's going on. And then I started seeing these little blips and alerts on my phone about this insurrection that's happening. People breached the Capitol. I'm like, what? And so finally I get off a call and I just turned the news on, and I'm actually seeing it. And the first thing I saw was somebody with looks like a shield or something that was trying to break the window. Yeah. And I'm like, is that shit really happening? And it just blew my mind. I was just like, what in the world is going on? And it made me think about all the times that you've seen international news and other countries that are trying to overthrow their government. You're just like, wow, man, it's crazy over there. Yep. So glad I live here in America. And then to see that happening here, I'm like, you got to be shitting me. And then it was like, it was a train wreck. I couldn't stop watching it. And you could tell it was affecting other people, because I was hopping on calls. People were like, wow, crazy day. But, you know, you're at work. You don't really want to talk about it. And I had a call that I was leading with my team. And they're like, hey, Terrell, how's it going? I'm like, just watching the America go to shit. How are you guys doing?
So how's your day going?
Yeah, but how are y'all doing? Yeah, it just blew my mind. It just shocked me. And so I just kept watching and wanted to see all the other different videos that were coming out. And it's just, can't believe that happened in our lifetime.
Sounds like you're like me, because when I get on these work calls and politics comes up, I usually try to just avoid the conversation because, I can separate the two, but I don't know that you can. So in that case, I usually avoid it and let everybody else talk. And I may say something very neutral and let them keep talking. Right. But that's about it. Same thing. We had a sales call, and even when it came on, you know, well, we're going to keep this really short. And true to form, we were off in less than 5 minutes. I was like, wow, maybe we need an insurrection every time we want to get off one of these phone calls. But in all honesty, I think the thing that got me was seeing everybody so surprised that this was happening. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm going, But I wasn't surprised. I mean, even you, I saw you posted something about this saying, you know, oh, well, this is you see this in other countries, but you never thought it would happen here. And to me, I go, I saw this coming. Mm-hmm. This is not surprising to me. Could I tell you that this exact thing would happen? No. Could I tell you when it would happen? No. But am I surprised by it? Hell no. I've been watching this build up since Barack Obama was elected president in 2008. So mm-hmm. when you saw all of that starting there, the only thing that surprised me is the fact that they showed up and then come into, and I said, well, maybe there's a reason for it. They didn't show up with guns as they did for so many other rallies in the past, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen them. And obviously it's because you can't open carry in D.C. Thank right. God for that. But at the same time, the thing that I'm now seeing from seeing this is what the same thought that I had, which is, this is the beginning. This is not the end.
Right.
And this is just, that's a test run. That's a dry run.
Yeah.
We've watched this movie before. So
yeah.
Am I surprised? No, because you have a president who believed in the movies. So therefore, this is, since we've seen this movie, we already know the next part of this script. We know.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
How are we going to stop it?
Yeah. You know, I was expecting a protest. I was expecting there to be something out, you know, in the streets, meaning in the White House lawn and all that type of stuff. I expected that. I didn't expect to see people literally breaking into the Capitol, mm-hmm. going into offices, stealing computers, stealing mail, taking pictures of themselves in Mike Pence's chair with Nancy Pelosi's lectern, you know, feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. I didn't expect to see any of that. And that's what blew my mind. And then the more I started seeing it, the thing that surprised me the most, mm-hmm. And it shouldn't, but it did, is had this been a Black Lives Matter march, which we've seen in the Capitol and all the different National Guard and all security they had ready for that, mm-hmm. they knew this was coming. They knew there was going to be a big protest, but there was nothing that happened to them, like happened to all the different people that were involved in a lot of the Black Lives Matter marches, even the women's marches, right? There was way more security for the women's marches than there was for the Capitol building this week. And I'm just like, you got to be shitting me. Then you watch the videos of the cops just letting them in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, help me understand how you're doing that. You saw that video where the press person is telling, hey, I'm with the press. They're like, no, you can't come in. But they're just standing there and all these people just run by. Hey, no one's supposed to come in here. They're just letting them all run through.
She's literally like, so are they just allowed in? And she goes, no one's in. Well, I'm with the press. Well, nobody's allowed in. But there are people constantly, they're walking by her.
Yeah.
But that shows you the nonchalant attitude. And those who go, oh, well, you know, you can't say that. And Black Lives Matter protests were violent. This was violent. so the other part I thought that was interesting was the fact that they say, well, Antifa were the ones that were breaking in. And so Antifa is so bad at what they do that they decided to go without masks.
Yeah.
Yet when we said during the Black Lives Matter protests that the people doing vandalism, burning buildings, you know, spray painting walls and all that stuff and burning police cars, that was not the people with Black Lives Matter. Nobody wanted to believe that part. And I was in Cleveland when that happened, right? When the protests happened. And I remember saying, dear God, please don't let this be. I know the people that were in helping organize this, some of the people involved. And it's talking to them after. Even they were like, yeah, well, we marched here. We did the first speech here, then marched down here, walked back, went back to where we started. So all that other stuff that you saw on TV, there were a small group of people who broke off, mm-hmm. and that's what they did. Here's the interesting thing. There was a police car that was burning on TV, as you saw in many cities across the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I saw about that was so interesting was that it was parked, perfectly parked, in the middle of the street so that when it's on fire, it doesn't burn any buildings on either side. Who parks a police car perfectly in that spot for that? You know, so I'm going to get off my conspiracy theory part because we're dealing with this conspiracy theory of the insurrection and the fact that whether it was real or not, as some celebrities have even put on social media. And in this part of this conspiracy theory is some of the cops, not all of them, were in on this and they let people in. And you can say, oh, well, they were outnumbered and they didn't feel like this was, they just didn't want to risk it. No, you hold the line. That is what has always been said. And against anybody else, they've held the line. They didn't just let them in. So we've seen the thing about the inside jobs. We've seen the movies. Again, I keep saying, we've seen this movie before. And we have. And in the movie, when they have an inside person, they get let in the side door. And that's what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping there's a lot of investigations that come out, some results that come out of that, that shows that there was some type of conspiracy, right? I think at the end of the day, we all lose.
Yeah.
Right. We as Americans lose. A, we look like trash, you know, around with our allies and other countries. We look like idiots. And by the end of the day, the taxpayers, whether you're blue or red, your money is green and it's going to go to have to fix all that crap. And it's going to have to solve all the stuff that this insurrection caused. And it's ridiculous. And the people that are that passionate, I don't understand, right, where that comes from. And you've seen some of these videos and hear these people in their interviews. They're just so angry, right, at politicians. And I'm like, well, I know where it comes from. They got fed that information. But to be that passionate that you leave your home, because a lot of these people that are getting arrested don't live there. So you have people that went from Florida, Iowa, Texas, all these other places just to go out there to show their ass. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, and this is the controversial part, because I, you know me, I don't always like to play the race card.
Right.
But I personally feel that a lot of these people went and did this knowing I'm white, nothing's going to happen to me. Yeah. Because there's no way I would even think about going to the Capitol and doing that and trying to bust in and all that type of stuff. But a lot of them felt, you know, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to do this. And you look at the people who've been getting arrested, that you got the guy from Florida who stole Nancy Pelosi's lectern and took a picture waving. So he's in jail right now.
He's cheesing too. Now,
yeah, just totally cheesing, right? So he's in jail right now. And his he's a single dad, 36-year-old single dad. Not single dad, I'm sorry, 36-year-old stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. Wife. Lives with his wife and his five children. Yeah. He left his wife and five children to go up there just to act a fool, just to come back and be arrested. I'm like, who does that? Like, if you have a family and kids, who just tosses all that to the wind because you feel you're a patriot and you're on the right side? And then the other thing, and this is the thing that I pay attention to every single one of these things. If you're on the right side and you're doing the right thing, why do you hide your face? Right. So look at the KKK. They felt they were doing the right thing, but they wore hoods. They just didn't show up in, you know, basketball shorts and a tank top, you know, telling black people to get out. No, they hid their faces. So you had a lot of these people that are just totally hidden. I'm like, there's a reason that they're hidden, whether they're Antifa, whether they're doing wrong. Because if you're doing the right thing, you're not going to hide your face from doing it.
There were a lot of them that didn't hide their face, and that's why they're getting rounded up. And the thing about this, as we get to the people that are being rounded up, I think one of the things is that I've seen some backlash because the FBI has posted all these people and say, help us find them. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you need help to find them. You find everybody else. And I'm like, they know who they are. Facial recognition, it's way too easy in this day and age to not know who they are. And I think they're doing that just to see who already has some screenshots and who has information, just so that you have everything locked in, right? Mm-hmm. Because they may not have had every, because people are starting to clear their social media of the videos they posted while they were there, all the incriminating words they've posted and incriminating pictures and videos they've posted already. So I think it's good that they're doing that, and I don't want them to arrest everybody right now. Reason being, and you and I've had this discussion before, Trump still has more than a week left in office. So therefore, you arrest them now, you release their names. What does he do? He pardons them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So my thing is, wait till January 20th, 12:01 p.m., round them all up and let's go. Because you know who they are, you know what their crimes are, lock them away, let's go. When he can't pardon them. Because he will pardon them just to pardon them, and so he'll have more troops for what he's got planned once he's out of the office. Because he is not done. But I will say, part of this too. Even you look at the guys who, like the guy who sat in Nancy Pelosi's desk, feet up on the desk. Look at the smugness, the arrogance of them as they're taking these pictures. Yeah. There was one in Mike Pence's desk in the Senate, and you can see where one of the women, actually, she ended up resigning. She's from Cleveland. She's a Cleveland school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so once her picture shows up, she's like, all right, well, I know what's about to happen. I resign. You know, you've got people, attorneys who've been taken down, and even this West Virginia House representative and state representative, and he was very defiant. I am not. I didn't do anything wrong. And then finally now he's getting calls from both sides, Democrats and Republicans in West Virginia. And so he's resigned. He's eventually resigned. And it's really interesting to hear the arguments that they're having and saying that, they believe in what it was. And just like you said, do they believe it? Yes, they do. Why? Because they didn't cover their faces. They were shouting their names. You know, David Evans is in. We have just breached the Capitol. Well, God damn it. As a lawyer, you just go, oh, Jesus. All right, so how do we spin this?
Well, I'm hoping that this should be a big lesson for anybody. Do not risk your livelihood for someone who doesn't need their job, right? So you're going to go all out for President Trump, whether they turn the election back to him or not. He still has money. He's not hurting. But you risk your livelihood. You're a teacher who's now resigned, and now that stamp gets on your record. You risk your livelihood for this belief system.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing that I think is people have to pay attention to, no matter what side you're on. You know, don't risk your livelihood and your family's livelihood over this stuff. Right? Now, if you believe the government is wrong, awesome. Right? But the hard part is there's misinformation, you know, and the media loves to get people stirred up. So the media plays a big role in doing this too. Right? Yeah, they play a big role in doing this too. But these politicians, all of them have money. They don't give a shit about you and what you think. And I think a lot of people feel like these politicians care about it. I don't believe a lot of them do. And it's not that they don't care about people. They care about their agenda. And if their agenda winds up helping people, bonus, right?
Exactly.
If their agenda, you know, hey, great, it helps some people, awesome. But they're not going in there with the mindset, I'm going to fight, as they say, I'm going to fight for you. They're not. So stop depending on that. But to risk your livelihood over your belief that Trump had the election stolen from him, and then you're standing there in front of the cameras, this is our house, they work for us, they belong. You can think that all you want to. That's not the reality. And so go ahead and calm it down, get back into your RV, drive your ass back to Iowa, and shut the hell up.
Funniest thing for me was when I first heard of it, and I'm looking, and then I'm on the phone with one of my guys, right, another program director, and we're just talking about it. And the reporter's out there, and he goes, hey, we've got some people out here, and sir, what is your name and where are you from? I'm so-and-so from Charleston, South Carolina. I said, hey, hold up. I got to listen to this. Turn the volume up. So what do you think of what's happening here? Well, this is great. You know, we're out here with this, that. He goes, well, what about the violence? He goes, what violence? If it's a violence at the front, people are breaking into the Capitol. He goes, wait a minute. Whose house is that? It's our house. We the people. And such and such. And he goes, okay, that's enough. Reporter turns away and goes, and I'm just like, but that mentality of it's our house, we can just go and we can do whatever we want, is where you say people giving up their livelihood, people also giving up their life. And this is where you talk about Ashley Babbitt, who I didn't get the full story of what happened when she got shot. Until later, when, of course, all this footage comes out. And the main thing people are saying is like, as you see those who were backing her and were there with her, oh, my God, they shot an innocent woman. They shot an innocent, unarmed woman. She was such a sweet woman. And then you go look at her social media.
Yeah. And the truth comes out. Her last video she posted as she was driving to the Capitol, she's just going off, right? And again, be passionate. But that's ridiculous. There's levels to that. And to say that she's a great patriot wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
A great patriot would not have tried to breach the Capitol. And as she was trying to jump through the window and they were telling them, no, back off, she jumps up there and gets shot in the neck. Well, she learned. how far patriotism gets you. And she's a veteran. She fought for the country. She should know better.
Yeah.
She should know better. And she knows that those security in that place, they are trained to shoot you if you try to do that. They had guns drawn. So what were you expecting to happen? Right. And so I feel bad in the sense that there are people out there who were injured, lives were lost. Some of the officers that got killed, yet other people, but I don't feel bad that you put yourself in that situation to do that. And what you did was 100% wrong. And I say this phrase that a lot of other people say, if she would have just complied, this wouldn't have happened. If she would have just complied when they said back off, this wouldn't have happened. So,
there's a difference in a cop pulling up and you coming out your garage with your hands up and your phone in your hand, you getting shot in 10 seconds, and you standing there watching somebody break the glass of a door with police officers standing right there trying to stop you from going through a barricaded door. Those police are now out of the way. They happen to break the glass. But on the other side of the door, why you can't push the door open is it's barricaded. There are tons of chairs and desks. It's barricaded. And you decide to climb up and try to jump through. Last line of defense before you get to the house lobby. Understand where you're going. And you see these guys in suits with guns. You know what this is. If you've been in the military, you know. If you haven't been in the military, you know. If you watch movies, and I keep bringing up movies because President Trump is all about the movies and all about entertainment and all about television, you've seen this before. So if you had just complied when they told you, don't come through, back away. But no, this is our house, right? We the people.
Yep.
We can just step through. Here's the interesting thing, though. He shot once. Now, people will say she's unarmed. Well, she had a backpack. You don't know. And she's angry. The whole mob is angry. So it doesn't matter, unarmed or not. I don't know what you have. I don't know what you don't have. You know, remember this argument in the sense of when black people were shot 7 times for no reason? Yeah, in the back? Because, there was a knife in the car. It wasn't on him. He was unarmed. What are you talking about? So here's the same concept. She's unarmed, but yet she was only shot once.
Yep.
Now, granted, it was at point blank range, and that one shot was enough to kill her, but I think the most telling part was everybody else in that area.
Mm-hmm.
When she got shot, they all went, "Oh shit! Oh, this is for real."
Yeah, yeah, and they stopped, right? But had they just used, well, they just used the rubber bullets, you know, it wouldn't have maybe escalated to that level. But you're right; she should have complied. And when people make this comment, it's their house, right? We have the right to go in there. To me, with that logic, the bank has the right to just kick down my door and make some eggs because they own my house. I'm paying for it, but it's technically it's their house, right? But I'm paying for it, right? Similar to the Capitol. Yeah, our tax dollars go towards that house, but it's not ours.
Exactly.
So don't go in there and mind and say, this is our house and they got to do what we want. That's not how that shit works at all. So anyone that thinks, well, this is our house. I'm like, so you tell me Wells Fargo can just go in your house and do whatever the fuck they want because it's their house.
Please show me your room in the Capitol because I'd like to know where your bedroom is in there. Plus, all these Second Amendment folks who are mad that she got shot, I want to understand how, because they have the first people to say, come into my house, come onto my property, and you'll get this hot lead. You know, all this rhetoric of I will shoot you if you come in my house. I'll do this. I'll do that. All the gun nuts are quick to say that. They let you in the house. But once you get to the bedroom where my kids are, I'm sorry. You will die. You ain't taking it any further.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. And you've got the representatives had just not even 5 minutes. I don't even think 3 minutes had gone down that hallway. So you've seen them go down there. You should know there's no way they're going to let you through that door at all. That's why those officers stayed where they were. And when the three that were standing in front of the door were moved out of the way, those other officers on the other side stayed where they were because they can't let anybody through. They can't.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, as they say, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Well, when the Capitol's breached, the guns are reached. That's what happens to you.
So, look at you. You could be a political writer.
So deal with it. Right? Yeah. When the Capitol's breached, the guns are reached. And then you got the Second Amendment folks that are posting on. You have that one guy who died mm-hmm. as a huge Second Amendment person, had his pictures of him and his guns. Yeah. And this dumbass has a taser in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And it's whatever movement he was doing, it was making the taser go off. Mm-hmm. That tased him in his testicles so many times that he had a heart attack and died. And the thing is, that story is funny. But I noticed the media is not doing anything with it because it's like, to me, that I'm just like, that's just karma. You know, that was, it was meant for you to go that day. Right. But it's just plain ridiculous. And then you have these people who are upset when they had the tear gas come out. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this to us. How could you not believe they did that to you? Look what all the people you were doing were there. You know, look what everybody was doing there. How could you not believe that happened to you? Could mm-hmm. it be maybe you believe you deserve something better yeah. than that? And maybe why do you deserve something better than that? I don't want to say it out loud, but you know what I'm thinking.
The Batman privilege. Yes, I got
yeah. you know, so I just don't understand how crazy the situation was and how it got to this point. And you're 100% right that this is not the end. This is not the only one time, because that base of people who are that passionate about this, they're not done because of this. Yeah, no. They're going to recruit more people. I really hope that the inauguration is done someplace else. Hold that in like Philly and have it be, you know, live streamed. Don't let anybody go, because my concern is you have too many people on the left in power that'll be in this one spot for somebody to do something stupid. And the leader of doing something stupid has already said he's not going to be there. So if you want to do anything, you got Bush, Clinton, Obama, Biden, Harris, you got all these people, it could be ugly. And I just don't see January 20th going off smooth.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because security has already been heightened. They've got forces in there already now through inauguration. So I think it will... Secret Service is already doing what they're supposed to do. So, yep. you know, it's going to be heavily fortified. So what does that deter them? It could be. And what's coming after that? I think we're on edge for the rest of 2021 and moving forward, just because at this point in time, you have to be aware of what's happening. And you see even some Republicans trying to, you know, moonwalk their way away from Trump, because now all of a sudden the ship is sinking. Here goes the Titanic, and everybody's going, well, the captain is supposed to stay with the ship, so I'm headed out. Well,
yeah.
Lindsey Graham, I don't want to hear you say, well, I've tried to stick by him all this time, and then all of a sudden, now this is too much, I am done. Shut up, Lindsey, because you stood there after saying before that it cannot happen. You called him all kind of names. You called him out, told the world, the racist that he is, yet you backed him the last 4 years. It's too late. It is way too late. Mitch McConnell, I know they vandalized your house now. It's too late. Take it from both sides, because it's too late. Y'all stood there and empowered this, and all of this blood is on your hands. Because if you didn't back this guy so much, these people wouldn't feel so empowered. And the only reason that they're now backpedaling is because for a moment their heart raced, because it was fine when it was all talk. And then when these people stormed them, they're like, where's Mike Pence? Find Mike Pence. And they're looking for these senators and these representatives. They're going, oh, shit.
Yeah,
this is real. Then now you want to back away. I'm sorry. It's too late.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I hope that message flows to all politicians. If you're going to get into the business of politics, where you're taking in all this money to help your supporters, you have to know that your words matter. Your actions matter. And before this event, no one would have thought anything would have happened to them. They'd just be business as usual. But all the people who have changed their mind, Kelly Loeffler now says she doesn't want to fight the vote, but you did. You were passionate about that.
Yep.
You know, and then now you realize, holy shit, you know, this could really impact not only my money, but my life. Look at, you know, Lindsey Graham on his way to the airport got, you know, luckily had all that security around him, but people were just cussing him out left and right. And he's just trying to ignore it and like stay on his phone, but you know, he was shitting a brick.
Yeah,
just like, oh, shit, you get me in the elevator. Let's go. Because they know that now these people, when I say these people, it could be anybody, whether they're on the left or whether they're on the right. If you have a base of people who are that passionate, and Americans have shown that, hey, we're not scared to take it to the streets if we have to for whatever that cause may be, you have to know that your words and your actions matter. And all those people now who have said, you know what, I'm breaking away from Trump after Wednesday's incident. It took Wednesday's incident for you to realize all the stuff he had been saying was wrong or was detrimental to the Constitution. You supported it. You backed it the whole time. So to me, none of you get a pass for any of those. And so, and you quit your job 6 days before you got let go.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Well, you know, so here's the thing about this, too, because and whenever we talk South Carolina, we usually talk about Lindsey Graham. But I think Tim Scott deserves some of this heat, too, in the simple fact. And he's getting it, by the way. And it's not just going to come from people on the left. It's going to come also from people on the right, and especially the big Trump Republicans who, like, take, for instance, Tim Scott said, you know, last night I met, he posted this on Thursday on Facebook, said last night I met Deputy Daniel Gonzalez, a Marine who trained at Parris Island. Thank you and all your colleagues who work to keep our nation safe. In his comments, people are going at him, man, and even to the point saying, did he show up after a woman died or before? Somebody else, he didn't keep our nation safe. He kept you safe. Big difference. You know, this is lovely. Posing and smiling in a building where hours before a military veteran was killed. So you've got your own people turning on you. I don't know whether Tim Scott has distanced himself from Trump yet, but he sure backed him a lot over the last 4 years. Tim, come on, man. You got to get this too. And you're going to get it because I don't think a lot of these people in place right now who are now finally trying to back away from Trump, I don't know that they're going to make it through the next election cycle.
They will. Unfortunately, they will. Right. Because that's how politics is. And a lot of people have short term memories, but they will. One thing I like that the media does is they revisit these clips of these politicians. Remember, you said this in 2017, said this in 2018. And they always have a bullshit political answer for why they've changed their mind, or they don't even address it. They go, you got to understand, or they do the whataboutism. Well, you understand, you know, what about those liberals who did this? What we got to do is get the nation totally, you know, distract you. And a lot of them do that. And so we as American citizens have to make sure we're doing our due diligence and we're paying attention, going back to your point about the local elections, and pay attention to who is saying what, who is doing what, and who is supporting what causes. You know, so people will still, they're still going to run. A lot of them are still going to get reelected at some point, because that's just unfortunately how corrupt the politics system actually is. But I'll tell you what, I won't forget a lot of these people that supported them no matter what. I mean, Betsy DeVos, I don't care what she does, you know, with her life. I wouldn't, if she bought a chain of ice cream trucks, I wouldn't get ice cream from that truck. I'd be like, I remember what you did. I remember what you said. You don't get a dime of my money. Fortunately for her, she doesn't need it, you know, and that's the thing that we citizens have to understand, that we're fighting ourselves. You know, in the day we're fighting ourselves, these people are loaded. They have money. They are not worried about your problems. Right. And so if you're going to get out there and run and do some stuff and act a fool because of that, you are ridiculous. And you're falling for that bullshit trap that if you think your voice, if you're, does your voice matter? Yes. Does your voice count? Yes. But keep in mind, these some of these people who are out there, they don't have your best interests in mind. And I think this Wednesday's incident was a little dose of reality for those politicians to be like, holy shit, people can find me, right? It's a total different world. People can find where I am, where I live, whether it's my real house, whether it's a house I have in an LLC name that maybe people won't know it's me. No, people are finding you. And you need to be careful and watch your back and what you're saying, because people are going to try to hold you accountable to it. So if you're going to bullshit, just be honest. To me, just get out there and say, hey, look, I care about this. I don't really care too much about that. That's not really a big problem in the big scheme of things. Here's why I'm not going to worry about that. But don't stop getting in front of people saying, I'm going to do this and get them all riled up. And then you don't deliver, because this could be the result.
You know, speaking of this bullshit and things that people won't forget, is the day that Donald Trump got banned from social media.
Yeah.
He gets banned from Twitter after Facebook does it first. But then also, once he gets banned from Twitter, he jumps onto the official at POTUS account, runs off a number of lines, and then, you know, then they shut that one down, but they don't shut it down completely. They bring it back because they just remove the tweets and then put it back up because it's a government account.
Right.
And of course, what's happening is this has been, you watch the spin and throughout this entire thing, I've been watching CNN and Fox News, and I love to watch both because it's interesting to see what happens. I mean, I usually try to stay away from primetime Fox News because that's when they go YouTube, you know, they just go YouTube crazy, really and truly. Yeah. It's just all conspiracy theory. But I love to see the right-leaning side because I want to hear what they're saying. And I watch CNN because CNN isn't as far left as MSNBC, but they're left enough that I can hear where that side, that spin is coming from. I want to hear the spin from both sides so I can hear it all.
Yeah.
But what you're hearing on the right is the whole thing of they're banning our speech. It's going to be you next. And I'm like, you know, the government isn't who runs Twitter, right?
Right.
Am I wrong in this? Correct.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, they are privately held companies. They can do whatever they want. But that's the spin. That's how you get people energized. And again, you get people energized. You know, a lot of these politicians on the right, they don't give a shit that Donald Trump's Twitter and stuff got taken down. But they're getting people energized to think. And I've even seen it through my social media, people I'm friends with, where they're talking about, you know, the censorship and this is wrong and they're taking away our voice. No, they're not. Taking away voice, because here's the reality. If you on your own started posting on your social media platforms all these bullshit lies that started to cause problems and get people rallied up in the streets, you could be shut down. I've seen Facebook suspend people for tweeting inappropriate shit and lock them out for 12 hours, you know, but no one's making a big deal out of that. So it could happen, and they have the right to do it. To me, it's the same as no shoes, no shirt, no service. I can kick you out. I'm not censoring you from coming into Macy's, you know, barefoot and no shirt on. That's not censorship. I'm saying, hey, here's the rules. You want to play, if you want to be in this area, be in this public space, you need to act accordingly. And you have to admit that a lot of what he has said has spurred some of this. And then there's a lot of other people who are doing it as well. But again, there's no censorship going on, but it's going to be spun that way to get people now against the social media giants, just like with Second Amendment folks every year, Democrats are trying to take your guns. No, they're not. You know, no, they're not. But they say that all the time, right? Just to get people energized. So same thing's going to happen with this whole censorship bullshit. And I think it's funny, more so than I feel worried about our democracy or my, you know, freedom of speech. Now, if all of a sudden our show gets shut down, I might change my opinion.
Look, I think Michelle Sahini had posted this, and she goes, examples of free speech limits. One, yelling bomb on a plane. Two, making sexist, racist, xenophobic, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ statements at work/school. Three, cursing at your grandma. All violate community rules and have consequences, but the person has the freedom to be a piece of shit elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's not censorship. It's literally things that you can't do. You can do elsewhere. Just like you can say what you want to, but okay, Twitter has the right to say not on our platform. And here's the interesting thing. If you read the terms and conditions that you click I agree to without reading, you will realize that, yeah, they should have probably shut his account down a long time ago.
Right. Right. Well, you know, is Parler still up?
So Parler's not available on Google Play anymore. And then I think Apple was about to take it out of the App Store. They said, unless you started censoring this. And to be fair, Parler did take down a post that talked about executing Mike Pence.
Mm.
Because again, when Donald Trump tweeted, Mike Pence betrayed us, to his radical followers, those incest and believe every word and are all riled up. I don't think people understand what's happening. This is the man that has backed Trump the entire time. And now, literally, right after that tweet went out, in the Capitol, they're yelling, where's Mike Pence? Find Mike Pence.
Yep.
For all you know, the reason Ashley Babbitt got shot was because she was going through the window to an area where Mike Pence was.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, Capitol Police, Secret Service, there's nobody that would have let you get close to him. That's not happening. It's the reason why, as much as black people cannot stand, and not all black people, obviously, we're talking about some that can't stand Donald Trump, will never rush at him to try to get at him, because you're not going to make it.
Right. Right.
You can't do that. And if you're trying to breach the area to get to them, there's certain things you already know. It's going to happen. And you're not going to make it.
And if you're going to try to follow leaders, follow real leaders who go into the fire with you.
Yeah.
Gandhi, you know, Martin Luther King, right? Trump, Giuliani, the Trump kids were all on that platform that morning on Wednesday, hyping up this crowd to go march. And we're going to be there with you. And they got in their cars and they went home. Right? They weren't going to be out there. They weren't going to be. They got in their cars and went home. But they got everybody around them. We're with you. Dude, we're going to fight. Duh, 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 duh. And then they went home.
They're dancing in a tent to Gloria. Gloria.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, if you're going to go follow some people, now I don't mind if the revolution is going to start. I want that person to be like, hey, follow me and we're all going together. Okay, I believe in that person. But I'm going to be like, hey, you guys, y'all go here. Text me when you get there. Let me know how it's going. I'm going to follow it on Twitter.
and speaking of the family, too, because so Carly Kloss had no idea who she was. She's a model who's married to, follow along here. She's married to Josh Kushner, who is Jared Kushner's brother. Now, remember, the Kushner's father, Charlie Kushner, was also pardoned by Trump. By Trump, right? Now, Jared Kushner is married to Ivanka Trump, so and has had a number of roles within the administration. Well, she tweeted 8:30 that night, Wednesday night, accepting the results of a legitimate Democratic election is patriotic. Refusing to do so and inciting violence is anti-American. Well, there are people who agree, people who didn't. And then someone said, well, you know, what'd they say? Tell your sister-in-law and brother-in-law. And she wrote back, I've tried. And there are people who were like, yep, we all have those crazy ass people in our family. You can't tell them anything. We think differently. We do differently. Politically, we think we're very different. And then you had those others are like, that's not good enough. You married into that family. I'm like, wait a minute. She didn't marry a Trump, first of all. And you don't know what Josh Kushner and what Jared Kushner are. They could be two completely different people.
Right.
And she took a public stance against the Trump family, which nobody else around them is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a buddy of mine on, I had some comments going on a post I did on Facebook. And he said that he feels that people are trying to lump everybody into one side. So if you're a Trump supporter, that means you support all the stuff that happened Wednesday, you know, period dot. You know, you're all in or not. And I agree with that. I mean, we can't look at this and say all Trump supporters are bad because they voted for Trump and this is what happened. It can't be that way. And you're going to have a lot of prominent names within the Trump organization that have family members and stuff. And you can't say, well, because this is your brother or your sister's cousin's daughter is married to so-and-so, so that's you're part of the problem. That's not fair to do that either. And what do you expect them to do? You know, it's not like any other family where you just have your family members just pop by the house. Hey, I saw that news article. Can you talk? We need to have a sit down. You know, it's just not that easy where you could be like, hey, Donald, come on, man. Remember me? I'm from your neighbor. You know, we played ball together back in the day. We need to talk about what you're doing. I got issues. I need you to change. It just doesn't work that way. And so I do think that we shouldn't try to lump everybody all into one lump sum. Yeah. But what I do want and what I would love to see is accountability and ownership. And what I mean by that is during the racial justice protest, I was pretty passionate the fact that I agreed with the protest and what it was about. I don't agree with the violence. I don't agree with the looting and all that stuff. And there were people who were doing that weren't even a part of the deal. I spoke up about that. And I don't mind saying that, hey, protesting, it's your right. You can totally do that. Crime and breaking into, you know, burning up property and all that type of stuff. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I would just love to hear more of the Trump supporters do the exact same, because I feel like they've been very, and I may not try to lump them into the same box. Some of the Trump supporters I've interacted with over the course of a few years have taken a different stance to this situation on Wednesday, and their stance has been silence and just not say anything. Whereas during the racial injustice protests, it was all about they should have complied. Or, you know, Blue Lives Matter. You got to understand, you're doing this, you're yelling at these cops' faces. If I was a cop, I would do this too. Well, you have that video of these people trying to bust into the Capitol, and you had that police officer that gets stuck between the doors, and he's screaming, right? He's screaming for his life. Probably like he can't breathe. We've heard that before, right? He's screaming for his life. Don't speak up for him. You know, you're not justifying that or saying how wrong these people were for killing the police officers. So my thing is just be consistent. If you're passionate about it, that's right. You're passionate about Blue Lives? Awesome. But don't try to tell me this bullshit about Blue Lives Matter And then all of a sudden, when you see this happening from people who either support your views or look like you and you don't justify it or say anything about it, mm-hmm. well, it just chooses to be silent. It's hard for me to let that go. And I know I got to. And that's just the pettiness of me. I'm a Scorpio. That's just how I'm built. But I think that is the biggest bullshit to me. And that's what it shuts me down from wanting to hear your side of things or in this, because you're not even going to speak up against any of this stuff.
They're not silent. They're just awaiting their talking points. They haven't looked in and seen the talking points actually sent out from the news organization. So once they get the talking points, you're going to hear them say what they need to say. And it's going to sound just like you're watching the news again. So that's what yep. it is. But somebody who has been speaking out, Helena Duke. Do you remember seeing this video of this black woman in the middle of these protesters and she punches one of them in the face and some of the guys drag a carry over to the cops? And then the cop, there's another woman that comes and tries to punch her. And there's a big back and forth. Cops end up pepper spraying. Well, the woman she punches in the face, her daughter sees it and goes, wait a minute. Is that my mama? And realizes that, yes, it is. And identifies them and calls out her mom, her uncle, and her aunt by name. She's like, hi, this is the liberal lesbian of the family who's been kicked out multiple times for her views and for going to Black Lives Matter protests to care what happens to me. So, mom, Therese Duke, uncle, Richard Lorenz, aunt, Annie Lorenz, and she just calls them all out. It's like, hey, if y'all going to call me out and tell me I'm wrong for going to the BLM protest, what are y'all doing here? And you're fighting somebody? Really?
Yeah.
And this is an 18-year-old schooling the adults.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. No, man, it's a mess. You got to send me that. Yeah. Because I've not seen that one. But you're right. I mean, I just feel like there's this double standard. If you're going to feel that way, it's kind of like sports, right? If you're going to talk shit about the Cowboys, then all of a sudden the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, and now you're going to put on a Dallas Cowboys jersey. I call bullshit on that.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying you got people out there who do that, who don't pay attention to it. Now all of a sudden it's a thing. But you got a lot of these people who, you know, when it dealt with an issue that they were against, they were for that opposite side. They were for, you know, these people getting hit with pepper bullets and all that. They shouldn't be doing this. Blah, blah, blah. But then now this happens and those same people are silent. That just blows my mind. But it tells me a lot about who they are. And I'm trying to be a better person and not unfriend people like I did, you know, a while back on previous episodes. But I just look at people with side eye now. I'm just like, oh, really? You care, huh? You're a patriot. Mm-hmm. You care about America, but you don't care about that. I care about America too, but I want a just America that's just for everybody. And we should have the same type of America that allowed all these people to protest and go nuts and no one gets shot, mm-hmm. minus one person, compared to the other protests where we've seen where people in the streets are getting shot or people getting hit with rubber bullets and all that for a photo op. More security was done for that than it was to protect the people that were in that Capitol. And it's just shocking how people are just like, yeah, well, those are two different things. Them apples to apples bullshit.
So Tara wants consistency. And, you know, it's interesting that there was, I think, that consistency ties into something else that happened this week, because hard to believe, but there actually was other news besides the insurrection at the Capitol. Yeah. So before we get out of here, I definitely want to talk about your most consistent person of the last week and a half, Maya Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Yep.
Yeah.
She is a trip. So Maya Poinsettia is the young lady at the Soho Hotel who went after the young 14-year-old boy because she thought that he had stole her phone. And she was really erratic going after him and all that. So, of course, you know, people found out who she was. She's in California. And before she wound up getting arrested, before detectives went there to go get her, she actually did an interview with Gail King and her lawyer. And Gail King was just trying to say, hey, you know, do you think that your behavior was a little extreme? Well, Gail, you got to understand, you know, I'm just a girl. I'm in New York. I needed to get home. I had my phone. Da, da, da. So then Gail asked her, well, did you approach other people in the hotel? Did you go after everybody in the hotel? Well, no. So why'd you go after them? Well, you know, Gail, I just went after people that I thought that might've been involved. And then she was like, well, look, Gail. And she even shushed Gail, which I thought was hilarious. She was like, Gail, enough. And I was like, did you just put your hand enough. I'm sorry. Black women don't play that. Most women don't, but black women especially. You put your hand in it enough. So she shuts Gail down and was like, look, you know, I'm a 22-year-old girl. You know, there's no way I can do this. And I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm not racist. Not once did she really sincerely apologize. And so now she's been charged. And I laugh because part of me feels like her being charged is a bit extreme. But the other part of me says, if you would have just came out and apologized after the Uber driver brought your phone and just said, hey, my bad, everybody, I overreacted, none of this would have been an issue. You'd have been yesterday's news. But the fact that she's holding strong to it, I just laugh at that. So to me, you've earned your 15 minutes of fame as well as whatever type of fine you're going to get, because she's not going to get jail time. But whatever type of fine she's going to get, you've earned that too.
Well, you know, and I notice a lot of people have been talking about the enough. you know, Amanda Seales did a whole bit on it, and yeah, great. It was virtual. It was a virtual shushing of an older woman, an older black woman. Like they said, she should have pulled back a nub. Yeah, it was virtual. I mean, in person, would she have done it? I think she would have. Her arrogance is enough to say that she would have done the exact same thing in person.
If your mom was on video, would you be like, look, mom, enough? No.
Like, I grew up with my mom. I know better.
My mom would be in the car, be like, oh, enough? Log right on out. Get in the car. She's exactly. On her way.
But I think the most egregious thing that she did was not shushing Gail. It really was. In the when Gail was like, I guess asking her about it, she's like, well, I apologize if, you know, he felt like I assaulted him. Felt like, look at the video. Have you seen it? Well, you know, his dad actually, he grabbed me and threw me to the ground and dragged me by my hair. Nobody's talking about that. I'm like, let me explain something to you. If you're going after my child, it wouldn't be that easy as that. Because, yeah, you don't put hands on a woman, but they're attacking your child. You're going to defend your child first. Everything else, the hell with it. I don't care who it is. If it's a police officer, you're going to defend your child regardless. It doesn't matter. And especially when your child has done absolutely nothing wrong. Oh, come on. As a parent, a mother, a father, even just a brother.
Yeah.
You go after my family, it's going to happen that way. And it's going to be worse. And there's absolutely no video to back up anything that she's saying that, oh, he threw her to the ground. No, he probably just separated you from his son.
Yeah.
Because, son, don't you swing at her. I got this.
Yeah. No. 100% right. That's what I said. She gets everything that she's earning it. She's earning all of it right now. And all it took was just an apology. So I hope she gets whatever help she needs, because the way every time I've heard her interviews, I'm like, this chick is on something. There's just something in you that just has to, she's off in some kind of way. And even her lawyer, when she did the Just Gail thing, her lawyer was like, no. Her lawyer's on the cool, just kind of like, girl, no.
Her lawyer was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You lost your goddamn mind? But her lawyer probably called the cops and told her where to find her. Let's be honest, because she resisted arrest, didn't she?
She did resist arrest, Jesus. You know, and then they went. But here's the other thought. To me, a lot of that goes back to home training or lack thereof, because what 22-year-old cocky little shit acts that way, right?
Cocky little shit.
Yeah, it's not like she's been this nice sweetheart Girl Scout, and then today was a day where she loses her shit.
Right.
That's learned behavior, and that's parenting. And so this is when parents let their kids grow up to be spoiled little brats and all that, and just think they're going to grow out of it. No, they do stuff like this. And this girl at 22 feels nothing's going to happen to her. I'm fine. That I can totally do this. I can get away with what I did. And there's no consequences because of who I am. I don't know anything about her background or her parents and all that type of stuff. I can tell you, I personally don't believe that she comes from this, you know, hardworking blue collar Puerto Rican family. One's cleaning hotels, one's doing this, and she's out in Soho, you know, hanging out, kicking it. I don't believe that. So there has to be something that made her feel like she's okay to do this. Now, her mom's already got caught doing, her and her daughter were busted for public intoxication. So we know that there's some issues there, but for this 22-year-old to act the way that she did says a whole lot about her and everything that makes her who she is, in my opinion.
Kudos to the lawyer. I think that lawyer, especially if it's a family lawyer, is buying a new mansion based on this family, because there's going to be a lot more to be had, judging from this. Oh, I'm just a girl. You know, because here at 22, acting like this, this is learned behavior. This has gone over a period of time, and it's going to continue for a period of time. And yeah,
maybe we should try to invite a defense attorney who's not scared to speak up onto the show and ask, like, hey, so when you have clients that you just know are just fuck ups, in your mind, are you like, God, I really hope they turn it around? Or are you just like, this is going to be a nice paycheck?
Let me start. I'm going to go with that boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. Honey, next car.
Honey, I just picked up the most remarkable client. Yes, it is time for us to have that third baby you've been talking about.
Honey, I've got good news. Yeah, I just signed Maya Ponsetta. Yeah.
Get an Expedia. We're going on vacation.
Hey, that tuition we were worried about? Nah, let's go ahead. Sign him up. Oh, man, let's get out of here. What you sipping on today, man?
Still on that Basil Hayden.
Of course.
Yeah. On the Basil Hayden.
Well, I'm going to be sipping on something that, you know, after the week we had, I really wish I was back where I was when I first tasted this monkey shoulder.
That monkey shoulder, yeah.
Back at the bar, right next to the water on the beach in Montserrat. And I was like, all right, that's a strange-looking bottle with a strange-looking name. Let me see what that tastes like. So I'll be sipping on monkey shoulder today.
Well, what are we toasting to?
That's a good question. Because
it's been a crazy.
It's been. How about to 2021 saying, "Oh, you thought 2020 was bad? Oh, my beer!
Oh, my beer!"
I'm not even halfway through, and let me show you what I can do.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
It's just the warm up, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and this is just politics. We still got a whole mess with the vaccines and the pandemic. It's just. Hold on tight. That's all I got to say.
I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit we'll talk about on the show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a review.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.